Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston.
In this episode, we will hear Rabbi Elaine Zecher's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way towards Shabbat, entitled, A Time Such as This.
Why did Esther not reveal her Jewish identity until she absolutely had to? When Esther enters the story, we learn she had been orphaned and adopted by Mordechai, who was related to her. He cared for her until he learned that the king had issued a decree for a new wife. She was among those taken into the palace as a candidate. She remained there a full year, as was the custom. Mordechai stayed close by to check on her status and well-being. Before they parted, he provided the clear instruction that, quote, she should not reveal her people or her kindred, end quote. Esther's beauty and grace attracted the full attention of the king, who declared his love for her and choice as his queen. There are many prurient and salacious aspects to the first chapters of the book of Esther. We will not review them here. What is worthy to note is that Esther seemed to have no agency at the beginning of the story. There is a moment when she acted on behalf of Mordechai. As he sat by the palace gates, he heard some disgruntled employees, who happened to also be eunuchs, complain about the king and plot for his destruction. Mordechai learned of it and told it to Queen Esther, and Esther reported it to the king in Mordechai's name. As a result of saving the king, the rescue entered the Book of Annals for the king to remember. The text gives no credit to Esther, even though she made sure the king knew. Later in the narrative, the king appointed Haman, boo, who expected all to bow in his presence because of his great importance. Mordechai's refusal raised the ire of Haman, boo, who discovered Mordechai's Jewishness, and therefore Haman, boo, decided all Jews should be punished with annihilation. We know what happened next. Haman received permission to kill all the Jews from the husband of Esther, a Jew who kept her identity hidden because Mordechai had instructed her to do so, even though Mordechai had revealed why he did not bow down because he was a Jew, thus making his identity public information. The plot thickens. And Esther's voice will grow stronger now, and so will her identity. Mordechai had learned that the wicked Haman, boo, would mastermind the destruction of the Jewish people and called upon Esther to appeal to the king to plead with him for her people. But she feared for her life because she knew that only those summoned by the king could approach, so she refused. Mordechai persisted with these words, "Do not imagine that you, of all the Jews, will escape with your life by being in the king's palace. On the contrary, if you keep silent in this crisis, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from another quarter, while you and your father's house will perish. And who knows, perhaps you have attained to royal position for just such a crisis." Then Esther sent back this answer to Mordechai. "Go assemble all the Jews who live in Shushan and fast in my behalf. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will observe the same fast. Then I shall go to the king, though it is contrary to the law. And if I perish..."